Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Believe it or not, you still have a chance to win $1,000 in the
We've
cash.
We've given away like 30 grand.
It's going to be going for over a month. If you want a chance to win $1,000 of actual cash, get your phone out. Text this number 508-777-1000. We might hear some singing in a second because today's word is once again like it was last week. Dough. D-O-U-G-H. Which just inspired this song.
A deer, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun.
I think it's a golden drop of sun.
Golden drop of sun.
A golden drop of sun.
Me.
We don't know this one.
Baw.
Yeast.
Yeast.
It's rising like the sun.
Please never stop that ever. He says it so gleefully, too. He says it's so happy.
So happy.
It's rising like the sun.
He sings it. He's rising like... Hang on. I don't even put you on the spot, but I'm doing it. Hang on. Hang on easy.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Yeast.
It's rising like the sun. It's like I'm in theater.
You are.
You're in theater.
You're such a performer.
The performer.
Oh, it's magical. Anyways, the word is
Jeez.
Dough. Spelled D-O-U-G-H. Jeez. The cash splits today.
You guys have
We'll give $1,000 tomorrow. It is time. For a delayed version, because we had the governor in 7 o'clock hour.
What are we doing here?
NFL winners and
losers. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hit it.
Okay,
ready?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Do it.
Sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is approaching chili season, and no
Put
chili.
A dollop.
Yeah, a dollop of Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
Are the leaves ever going to fall down? Yeah. I mean,
no.
It's kind of late,
no,
yeah.
It's the no foliage season. I asked the governor, is this the latest frost? He goes, the latest one I can remember. They don't have the numbers.
It's the no foliage season.
Yes.
Very straight up.
Hit it, Jake.
Find Fuhrer's in most local grocers. To the winners, this team was about to be the biggest loser and went to the biggest winner because of a fourth quarter. The Denver Broncos had 0 points entering the fourth quarter at home against the Giants. They scored 33 points, beat the Giants. 33.
Is that the most ever?
I don't know about that. It's got to be
sure
up there.
There's been the game so long. Probably.
In franchise history, yes, but I'm not sure about NFL history. They win by 1 point. The Giants kicker missed 2 extra points, which caused a loss, which is horrible. But still, incredible from Bo Nix. The defense stepped up. What a win for the Broncos. Looked horrible and got the dub. Number two, we go back to Thursday Night Football. We mentioned it. Joe Flacco, the ageless wonder, facing Aaron Rodgers, gets the win. 33-31 for the Bengals. He was great in that ball game. Had a, just made no mistakes. He'd been there for 8 days. He's played two games.
Yeah. It's remarkable. It was something to watch. What did Chase?
Jamar Chase had 16 catches.
Imagine this one. Hey, they have a brand new quarterback and he's 41 years old, and they have this really good receiver. Should we do anything to stop him at all? Nope. They caught six. There's one they showed a picture of on a crossing route. And this is late in the game. This is when they went down to get the field goal.
Yes.
And there was no one within 15 yards of Jamar Chase. 15 yards.
It's not,
that's some bad
He's got
defense.
16 catches. Where are you at, Pittsburgh? Yeah. Come on.
Jeez.
Number three. Now, there were several curb stompings in the NFL this week, but this one was impressive going across the punt. The Rams, the Jags are playing good football.
Yeah.
The Rams go on and beat the Jags 35-7
wow.
in
wow.
London.
That's really
They didn't
surprising.
Get there until Friday.
Really?
That was by design by Sean McVay saying, we don't have to be there for the whole week. They got there Friday, and they go out there Sunday morning, and they just kick the crap out of the Jags.
Wow. That's incredible coaching, having his team ready to go. Just I guarantee you the mindset of that team was great. We're going over late. We're doing our stuff here.
Yes.
We're going to get there. We're going to land. We're going to take a little nap. We're going to go up and play. Clear. Yep. Is everybody crystal clear?
Yep. I like that. Not a lot of strategy.
Well, we're going to do this special. We're going to put you in a think tank, and then we're going to do this and have you nap for an hour, then wake you up. And
we're going to play ball.
And put you in a cold tank. Yeah, it's like, no. How about this one? When we wake up, let's go out and win a game. Yeah. Then we'll fly back home.
Rams are 5-2. Jags now 4-3. The Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? 44-22 over the Commanders.
Do that again, Jake.
How about them Cowboys? Commanders defense. Ooh, it's been a little dicey as of late. 44 points. CeeDee Lamb back from injury, who was great that ball game. 44-22. Cowboys crushed the Commanders. Commanders are 3-4, I think, on the season.
Ooh. Everything was ooh. Yeah, not good.
Number five winner from last night, the Lions, again, playing the Bucs, who were 5-1 coming in. No problemo. 24-9. Jahmyr Gibbs was phenomenal in this game, running the ball. Long run off the bat for a touchdown. He had well over 100 yards rushing. Defense was good. Shut down Baker Mayfield. 24-9. Lions.
Yeah, it's a good win. They only have two losses. That's the second loss for Tampa Bay.
That's correct. To the losers. Many options for losers week. We'll start with the Raiders. We mentioned went to Kansas City.
That might
City
be one of the worst offensive performances in the history of the NFL.
The Chiefs win 31-0. 30 first downs to 3.
That's remarkable.
95 yards of offense.
30 plays
for the Raiders. They didn't show up. Now, Brock Bowers was out. Jacoby Myers was out. That doesn't give you an excuse. It's the NFL. You got professionals on your roster. 95 yards. It wasn't raining. It was perfect weather in KC.
Three first downs.
Hey, guys. It's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Number two loser, very obviously, is the Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa. Tua had three picks. He played Kim Bocamper, who is the former Dolphin, and he's the sideline guy for the Dolphins. He said, I have never seen a worse quarterback performance in the history of the NFL than what Tua did on Sunday versus the Browns.
Well, I think there's worse ones.
There's probably worse,
but well, that was...
He's been the guy for the Dolphins for a long time. He's seen Tyler Thigpen, Cleo Lemon. You know, some
Bocamper. Is he part of the Killer Bees?
I don't know. He might have been. I don't know.
Or is he older than that? I don't remember.
He might have been the 80s, though.
So, was he saying that on the sideline or in an interview?
On the sidelines.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't say it actually to Tua.
No, not to Tua's face. He said it on the broadcast.
Oh, during the broadcast.
Yes. This is the worst QB performance I've seen in my history of the Dolphins, basically.
Other than the interceptions, was he airmailing stuff?
Yeah, it's just horrible. I mean, really? There's nothing, not a single positive thing from Tua in that. The last two games, one touchdown, six picks. He's got 11 touchdowns and 10 picks in the season. 31-6, Cleveland, romp. Number three, the Jets are still winless. They didn't play horrible.
Wow.
But they put up 6 points. They pulled Justin Fields for Tyrod Taylor. Didn't matter. He didn't score either. 13-6, Carolina's won three straight games. Panthers on fire. 4-3.
Tyrod Taylor still in the league.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Jets are still winless. Number four, let's go to a player, Carson Wentz. They came back and almost won, but the Vikings quarterback from McCarthy injured. Two picks. One was a pick six and a fumble in a 28-22 home loss to Philadelphia on Sunday. Not great for Carson. No. And number five, the Falcons. I mean, they're such a roller coaster. They have impressive wins and they don't show up. They go to San Fran. Offense, bad. They lose 20-10. Michael Penix hurt his wrist. We'll see if he's out for the Dolphins. They might have Kirk Cousins play this week against Miami.
Okay. It would, Kirk Cousins.
You guys could be quarterback and beat the Dolphins this week, so it doesn't matter if it's Cousins or not. But
100% I couldn't. I believe in you, Bill.
Wow, it's two of that bad.
That is, and by the way, the other game last night, Seahawks beat the Texans 27-19. That game began at 9 p.m. for no reason at all on a Monday night. Stupid.
I watched
dumb.
It was kind of on in the background. I didn't even pay attention to it.
Your NFL Week 7 winners and losers, sponsored by Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
There's a lot there. Yeah. There's a lot there. The Jags getting beat like that is shocking to me.
I'm so bummed I didn't see that game live.
What time was it?
To see Denver score 33.
That game.
And there's a lot of scuttlebutt out there from people I've talked to that they were not running the clock all the way down. The Giants weren't there. Snapped like a 12 seconds, you know, on the play clock on a running clock where they could have bleeded out a couple maybe minutes or so off the. That stuff matters.
That does matter.
I mean, those little things like that. When you're up that big in the fourth quarter and you're snapping the ball with 18 seconds and the clock is running.
Why do that?
Bad business.
Why do that?
Time is of the essence.
That's good, Jake.
I'm curious how you'd handle, Bill, the Giants kicker missed two extra points. He missed one early and he missed one to take
that?
A three-point lead with 40 seconds to go. He pushed it right. Yeah. What do you say to him? What do you do?
You just look at the mechanics. You look at the mechanics. You try to, like that. And then sometimes, with kickers, you've seen it happen all the time. It's like all of a sudden, it's like, dude, last year this guy was the best in the NFL. Now he's got like the knob blocks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it just when you get out there, it doesn't feel good, doesn't go well. That type of thing.
Look at the mechanics of getting him out of town.
It could be. Sometimes that's, but you want to look at the, okay. But generally it's like, okay, there's something, because when you watch those NFL, sometimes I watch college all the time, like, oh man, there's some bad snaps. Balls are in on the chest, they can't see the ball.
Yeah.
Bad. Yeah. Not in the NFL. It's whistled back there. So that'd be the first thing, when like, did we have two really bad snaps that threw things off, or was there something else with it? Find that out first before you just send the guy out. Okay, let's just figure this thing out.
Jake, what's the Cowboys record?
Cowboys, I believe, they have a tie. They tied the Packers on that, 40-40 game.
2-3-1?
I think they're 2-3-1. Let me get that pulled up for you, Sip. The Cowboys, as of right now, sit at 3-3-1.
3-3-1.
Yeah.
We should, the
Where
stool...
are the Bears? 4...
The Bears are 4-2. How about the NFC North? Packers 4-1, 4-1-1, Lions 4-5-2, Bears 4-2, Vikings 3-3.
Wow. Tight,
pretty solid.
Wow. Tight,
tight.
Meanwhile, the AFC East has got a 1-6 and an 0-17.
The Raiders have won one.
Raiders have won two.
Okay, they've won two.
2-5.
All right.
2-5. Only team below 500 in the AFC West. Denver 5-2. Chargers and Chiefs both 4-3. And the Chiefs are back. By the way, they're back.
Okay. You can proclaim them back.
Proclaim them back. Their offense is the best it's been in several years, it looks like. Before we get to break, if you want a chance to win $50 to Mindel boots, which are your favorite boots of all time.
Mindel.
Right?
Super comfortable. I got two pairs sitting there ready to roll for the winter.
It's almost winter time. Mm. It's time for Mindel.
Mm. Will you text us the first day you wear them in?
Oh, we'll just wear them in.
I'd like to see you walk in with them. I'd like to see you come across the street.
Okay.
If you have a great story from the outdoors and you want a chance to win $50 to Mindel, please email us at earlybreak937@gmail.com. The winner will get $50 to Mindel. If you want to check out the selection, go to Mindel, M-E-I-N-D-L, MindelUSA.com. When we come back, Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.